Here's a check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio as we head into a very busy Memorial Day weekend. Lime Rock Park is in action today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. LimeRock.com on the web. Kent Memorial Library kicking off its annual book sale this weekend. The sale begins today. No early birds. Continues through Monday the 28th. Memorial Day weekend hours are today 12 to 5, tomorrow 10 to 5, Sunday 12 to 5, and Monday 10 to 5. And the book sale will continue on weekends all summer through mid-October. You can visit the library's website for their operating hours. The opening reception and awarding of prizes for the annual Spring Memorial Day Juried Art Show at Trinity Gallery in Lime Rock will be tonight from 5 until 7 p.m. By the way, the show will run from noon to 4 for 3 weekends, Saturday, Sunday, May 26th and 27th, and Monday, May 28th, Memorial Day, Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, and Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th. By the way, there will be a reception tonight after the awarding of those prizes. Oblong Books and Music has a panel discussion with Dorothy Longongo, Ashley France, and Julie Novak and Melanie Klein, moderated by Kristen Horn, followed by performances of Rhinebeck Theater Society's upcoming production of Fun Home. That will happen at 6 p.m. this evening. Hotchkiss Ensemble Concert, the Hotchkiss Orchestra and Right Brain Logic Jazz Ensemble has their concert tonight at 7 o'clock at the Elfers Hall Esther Eastman Music Center at the Hotchkiss School. Free admission. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. Summer baseball signups. The town of Amenia Summer Baseball Program, sponsored by the Amenia Recreation, Babe Ruth, age 13 to 16, Amenia residents only, Connie Mack, ages 16 to 19. Signups being held tomorrow. Any questions, contact Christine Ford on her cell at 845-705-7127. Community Day being held from 9 to noon at the Sheffield branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust, including a free shred event and food drive. Now, from the branch located at 640 North Main Street in Sheffield, you can consider bringing non-perishable food donations as well. Local pantries are in need of a variety of donations. Meanwhile, you can visit the Beckley Furnace, Connecticut's designated industrial monument on Lower Road in East Canaan, Connecticut. Tours begin for their 22nd year, and they begin tomorrow, continuing through October 6th, each Saturday from 10 until 2. Members of the Friends of the Beckley Furnace will be on site to present information, share historic photographs, and answer questions concerning the 190-year history of iron mining and manufacturing in Northwest Connecticut and the Tri-State region. More information at beckleyfurnace.org. Open house from noon to 4 at the Irondale Schoolhouse in the center of Millerton, New York, as they reopen on Saturday, May 26th, featuring performances by B.B. the Clown at 12:30, 1:30, and 2:30, magic acts, puppets, balloon acts. Now, sliders and hot dogs for sale to benefit the Sunday and the Country Food Drive. Free ice cream sandwiches courtesy of Stewart's Shops. Opening day of the Copaic Hillsdale Farmers Market will be tomorrow at the Rojan Park, Route 20, across from the Rojan Library, from 9 until 1. Hillsdale will have a flea market tomorrow, by the way. It runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Tomorrow and the 27th in Chatham, Columbia County Fairgrounds, the 6th Annual Hudson Berkshire Wine and Food Festival, featuring award-winning wineries, distilleries, cideries, and craft breweries from the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires, along with gourmet cheese, olives, pickles, jam, syrups, and more. It's tomorrow from 11 till 6 and Sunday from 11 till 5. The first Litchfield County Zine Fest will take place tomorrow from noon till 5 p.m. at the Kent Community House, 93 North Main Street. It's a free event for all ages, public arts event where self-publishers will be able to interact, trade, and sell their wares to the public, as well as teach about writing and small-scale self-publishing through the workshops. Also going on Saturday in Stockbridge, Norman Rockwell Museum, Rosie the Riveter Day, celebrate the 75th anniversary of Rockwell's iconic 1943 post cover, Rosie the Riveter, with curator talks and activities, music and dance, and a Rosie the River lookalike contest and more from 1 until 4. A reception happening tomorrow from 4 to 6 for Sally Ketchum, Recurrent Rhythm, at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information at huntlibrary.org. Carol Asher presents a slideshow and talk on local Jewish immigrant farmers. That'll be held tomorrow at the Rojan Library in Copake at 5 p.m. Tomorrow in Stockbridge, Vet de Fleur's Wear Your Best Hat to Berkshire Botanical Gardens annual fundraising party. Celebrate the opening of the summer exhibition, Beautiful Strangers, Artist Discoveries and Garden, Contemporary Sculpture on display throughout the garden grounds from 5 till 7 p.m. 10 Mile will be performing at the Annex in Millerton, New York, tomorrow from 7:30 till 9:30, $5 a suggested donation. Breakfast and bake sale in Wasaic on May 27th. The Auxiliary of the Wasaic Fire Company sponsoring their breakfast and bake sale on Sunday from 8 to 11, including pancakes, French toast, eggs any style, bacon sausage, hash browns, toast, juice, and coffee. Your breakfast will be held at the Wasaic Firehouse, 23 Firehouse Road. Now in Sharon, Audubon Sharon holding its annual fundraising celebration, Raptors and Riesling, on Sunday from 5 till 7 on Cornwall Bridge Road. More information at 860-364-0520, extension 120, or sharon.audubon.org. There'll be a Memorial Day chicken barbecue in Pine Plains at the First United Presbyterian Church. They're selling tickets, each at $15. It includes a half a chicken marinated in the church's famous secret sauce recipe, coleslaw, baked beans, macaroni salad, and a brownie. Tickets and more information at 518-398-7056. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, on the web.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 75.05 to 24,811.76 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7424.43, and the S&P 500 at 2727.76. We'll take a look at the Tri-State forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.